the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do healings with everybody. We'll just see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm floating around in cyberspace. Here I am. Welcome, everyone, and hi, Ron. It's great to be here tonight. And hello to everybody that's on the fast chat so far. If you're new to the program, you can join us on the fast chat to talk with us during the program and to ask questions and so on. And you just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and you click on where it says BBS Fast Chat, which is right below the beautiful picture of the light being on your screen. And then we'll keep an eye on that and try to get to all of your questions through the hour. I think Ron will start with some wonderful healings.
Well, first, do some entity releases for people. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, in a sense. The emotional body is one of the energetic bodies that is used to buffer the energy here before it comes into the physical. And it takes the emotional traumas and absorbs them so that it doesn't actually kill the body. Remember, we're pretty dense here, and if we had all those psychic energies coming to us instantly, the body would not be able to live. So the earth spirit creates energies around us here so that we're able to live, basically. But we have to clean these things out. And unfortunately, it's not taught. So I do that for people with the light shift helping do this, because it's a very complicated process. The first thing is entity releases. And this you can do yourself on all of our shows. I don't know, probably the last, I'll just say maybe 6 months, I guess, we've been doing this here. So here we go. And you can take away some entities from everybody. And here we go. You might feel energies leave your body. And more is leaving. And you should start to feel a little better. You might start to feel warm or have tingles as you come more into your body, which we'll be doing in the next couple minutes here. Here we go. More is coming out of us. And more. And some more. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as your spirit enters your body. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Next we're going to do a chakra alignment. Heart center, good. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. First chakra, good. And we're going to do an alignment now with the chakras in your ankles, good. Knees, good. Hip joints, good. We'll go up to your shoulders, good. Elbows, good. Wrists, good. And each joint of your fingers. So I'll just count them off here. So we'll just count to 10 as each one of your finger joints and all the joints on your fingers will be realigned. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. And this you can do yourself. For entity releases, ask your spirit to take out the entities that are with you. They can, you know, cause us to have addictions. And typically, you know, the addictions could be anything, eating tons of chocolate, or maybe smoking, maybe drinking, maybe driving fast on the freeways. You know, there's all different types of things. And the ones that harm you are the ones you want to get released that you typically know about. So that's your spirit to help you out with this here. And here we go. You can release them yourself. Just tell your spirit to do this. And then you have to bring more of you back into your body to fill those spaces up. And or tell your spirit to fill them up for you. You can't leave a void. That's how they come in. And also this mind-to-heart drop you can do daily too. And this will keep you in your heart center. And the way you tell if you're there is that you're going to have your thoughts staying in that area. As you think a thought, it'll be coming out of your chest cavity instead of actually hearing it between your ears. So we're going to drop you down. And what we normally do is just think of your forehead as where your thoughts come from, your awakening consciousness, your ego, your mental body, whatever word you want to put in there. I'm sure there are other ones, too, that people can relate to, but we just keep it very, very simple. And we're going to drop that energy down to your heart center. So think of an elevator. 10 floors, your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel your energy changing inside of your body. And I'll mute the line here so you can just have your own communication to your spirit. And just feel that love energy. Okay, Sylvia, I'll put you online. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi. Yeah, so would you like to take up some questions from the fast chat?
Sure, we'll see what happens.
Okay, let's see. We have Wade saying that he just sent in a testimonial. That's great. Thank you so much. And we have Ed, and he's asking, he says, we were living in the now, and the ETs brought us here. Please explain in detail how we were first trapped here.
Well, that's a mouthful, Ed.
It sure is.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm still looking at that aspect so the white chip can stop that from happening. I am sure that this will never happen again elsewhere after the universal shift, okay? All I can figure is that somehow the travel brochure for the Earth here sounded very nice, and everybody wanted to come to see it, and that's how we got stuck here. There are people that have known in this lifetime that they came here to help other people for a certain reason, and or people have actually felt that they came here to help out in their past lives, and they really got messed up and they can't leave. And some people get very angry because they don't know what happened and why they lost all their spiritual horsepower, because they got stuck into a place that did not agree with them, or this place feels strange, and et cetera. So how we got stuck here, I'm finding that information out. I'm looking. So at some point I'll be able to tell us, Ed, because I know that they're closing that energies off so that no one can come after the universal shift to any place even like this here. So I know I didn't answer the question, but believe me, it's on the front burner. This is just torture for this place here, you know, a prison planet. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, part two of Ed's question is, and if we were divine, how could we have been that stupid?
Well, I think that, you know, it's like going, in a sense, like we slipped in here and we didn't think we needed a lot of the spirit energy of us. Remember, we only have our twin flame in us, as a unit. And we have always had our twin flame energy available along with our spiritual backup from what I call our home-based energy. So what happened was the script here was designed after the divine energies. So your home-based energy is where you go to after each incarnation. Remember, you're not forced to go anywhere, and you're not forced to reincarnate. Although on the earth plane here, you are definitely forced. This is why some people, when you talk to them, they say, you know, I didn't want to come here in this lifetime. You know, your spirit is kicking and screaming, coming back into a life. They don't want to be in here. And just to go just a hair further, I worked with a lady who passed on, and she was basically attacked with psychic energy for about 10 years, and she ended up having colon cancer, and she died of that. And when I connected with her spirit, she says, you know, I never saw anybody so angry in my life. And she was really pissed off as a spirit and says, I want to hang on to this information about don't give people bad thoughts. Don't do witchcraft on people. Don't do anything like that because it killed me. And she wanted to stay on the other side as like a warrior and tell people what happened to her. So about a month after I reconnected with her, she was like, oh, love and bliss and peace, you know, all this stuff like you hear in the New Age, you know, teachings of the way life is supposed to be, how they think the divine is, you know. And she went, and the divine is that way, but, you know, our teachings here are a little different. But she became, in a sense, brainwashed and could not hang on to that energy that she wanted to help out other people with to let them know. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. The next question we have is, why is our planet really warming up? Is it really because of the ascension?
I don't know on that one. I think there is a lot of extraterrestrial intervention here, the dark ETs, the soulless beings, and then they transmit the energy down here in mind energy, and the mind energy controls everybody on the planet. And like, you know, I've said on other shows, this is why we have, at this point in our growth in humanity, so much has come forth in the last 100 years for knowledge. Right at our ascension time, oddly enough, isn't that interesting, to sidetrack everybody from doing the ascension. Instead of working on yourself, people are buying things and having this instantaneous gratification, wanting more and more and more, and rediscovering all this new electronic stuff that we have here. So, you know, why wasn't it brought here 1,000 years ago, where we could already have it and really utilize it for the ascension to actually maybe use it to help people through the actual communication of love energy? But anyway, the dark side controls this planet completely. That's why there's very little light here. And also, it's, you know, controlling everyone in our governments to cause maybe negative things. I don't get into that too much, but they're probably more attacked than you are. So if you wonder why they're doing strange things and not maybe doing things for humanity itself, it's because they're under heavy attack and the implants go off, and all they can talk about is what they, you know, want to talk about, which really has nothing to do with anything to actually help us. It's much like people are waiting for the ETs to come out of the sky to save us. They've been here for thousands, tens of thousands of years, and they haven't helped us out a bit. So here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you for all that information. So now we have some requests for some healing, so I'll just read them to you, and then you can decide which ones are appropriate for now. So we have a request for a parallel life clearing, a pain body clearing, anger body, and past life.
Okay, so parallel life. Okay, I'll just do that one first, and you can bring the next one up, Sylvia. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go, parallel lives. So parallel lives are the dark side fabrications of lifetimes on the Earth plane here. There could be 1,000, 2,000 Earths created in artificial intelligence. what the person looks just like you walking around. Maybe even you're watching your computer right now, just as you're sitting there, and 2,000 parallel lives, okay? And these lifetimes come into us, our spirit comes into us from these lifetimes wounded from whatever physical conditions we have. This is the way the dark side gets more mileage out of your spirit. Remember, it needs your spirit energy to live. It wants to suck the energy out of you. So how does it do it? The best way is they create problems for us, and our problems then turn into an emotional density, and that's what they live on, is emotional trauma. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. Remember, there could be a couple thousand of these, maybe even more. So lifetime number one, you're being released from that. And again, take a note of your body, see how you feel. I think of an ache or pain or something, and you're going to see it leave you. This is also known as deja vu sometimes, and it can be read also by a psychic person as a past life from you also. They're kind of hard to discern past lives and parallel lives. Lifetime number two, release, three, release, four, release, five, release, six, release, seven, release, eight, release, nine, release, and 10, release. So again, take note how your body's feeling, responding to this healing. This is instantaneous. On our end here, the light ship goes through a lot of work to help you with this process. Believe me, it's not an easy thing to do from their end. Next one, I believe, was an anger clearing. So we'll first do a fear clearing, and then we'll do an anger clearing. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days from now. Fifth day cleared, fourth day cleared, third day cleared, second day cleared, first day cleared, today cleared. And again, take note how your body's responding. Most people can actually feel their body energy, and everyone can almost feel their body relaxing during this process. And next we're going to do a anger clearing. I find that most people who, when I do a fear clearing with, all of a sudden they become angry because they realize that they, in a sense, wasted their life from fear, whatever age you know the person would be that I work with. Let's just say that you're 50 years of age and you realize that the fear has held you back because of your third grade school teacher, and we release that from you. Now you're upset because you have all that maybe 40 years of fear caused by this teacher. So now you get angry. So we're going to do an anger clearing. Okay, here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, second day cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Okay. And now we'll do a pain body. And remember, your body stores, just like all the other clearings, it'll store everything in an invisible body that relates to an issue or a topic. And right now we're dealing with pain. And the pain that you could have had maybe at 8 years of age by maybe twisting an ankle or breaking a bone or something is still with you, because we're not smart enough or not taught how to release this out of our energetic body. And then eventually, you know, as you get older, you could die of that process of whatever happened to you when you were younger. So here we go, pain body release. We'll go 5 days ago. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. And what else would you like, Sylvia? We do an emotional clearing, I guess. That's what I like to start off with for all my clearings here. That's what the light ship requested. I always do the emotional one first, and that's a 3-in-1 clearing. It clears your spirit of the emotional traumas. It clears your physical body so you can heal. And it also clears out the emotional body, which is like a sponge that collects all these things in this lifetime. So 5 days ago with your emotional body. So cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And the flip side to that one of the emotions is, in a sense, your feeling body. So feelings are also very important. Some people don't live in the emotions, they live in feelings instead. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. So again, I'll just leave you, I'll let you have about a half a minute of silence here. You might want to get up and stretch. During these healings, once the energy is released, you may find that your bones are popping as you walk. That happens to a lot of people. Their ankles pop, their knees pop. Sometimes your back will just go back into place again. So I'll let you all to get up right now and walk, stretch, twist, bend over, and come back in about a half a minute or so. And do about 20 steps. See you back. Okay, hope you all feel benefits from this here. I do special clearings on a one-on-one basis for people throughout your whole lifetime to do these clearings. Another very important clearing is a clearing which is from the planets. This is what I call, you know, your horoscope. And for the people listening new on the show here, okay, and new on the planet, your astrological chart that you have, your natal chart, is the dark side program for you in this lifetime. You know, when you think about it, you know, you go, wow, you mean I'm not in free will, free choice here? And you look at it and start connecting the dots like I tell people to do, and you start to get kind of convinced that, yeah, maybe this is not such a great place to live, and I'm also being controlled. So I have a special clearing for that, and it's a planetary clearing. And again, we release you from, you know, thousands of planets that could be from dark universes that you know nothing about. So I want you all to take note of your body. And remember, these things should not be here. This is not divine energy helping you. It's not high spiritual energy. It's the dark side dealing with you to take your energy, like I said earlier, with your emotional stuff and trauma. So here we go. First planet, and again, think of a physical condition. First planet, released. Second planet, released. Third planet, released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth released. Seven released. Eight released. Nine released. And number 10 released. There we go. Back to you, Sylvia. And also take a note, you know, see how you're feeling.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. So let's see what else we have on the fast chat. So I don't know that you're going to want to do this because of what you've told me recently about this, but we have a request for checking the ET parasites.
Yeah, I can do a couple of them here.
Okay, there's a specific request for snake, squid, or octopus.
I'll just do octopus right now.
Okay.
Energy's high enough to do this right now, so I'll do it here.
I want to mention
Ready?
To people what we're talking about in case this is new to them.
Okay, yeah, what you have invisible energies in your body, and there's many of these here. There's maybe, you know, a couple dozen of them probably, and one of those is the octopus energy, and the octopus energy is what can cause you internal pain. The tentacles wrap around the bones in your body, your spine, your organs, wrap around your rib cage, etc. So we'll just take some of this energy away from you here. So here we go. There's many other ones of these here, but we're just going to concentrate on the octopus right now. So they're starting to get released from you here. The light ship is doing this for you. And here we go. Will take about a minute. As you're pulling these things out of you, you might feel the energy change in your body. And I will not be doing this healing for the next month, so I'll just do this time here. Or any of the other extraterrestrial energies that are inside of us. A lot of these have manifested physically here, and I won't go into the names of these here. Okay, a little more coming out. You probably have about four of these coming out of your body. What the dark side does not want you to know.
Ron, well, while you're doing this, you may want to mention private sessions for people that really have concern in this area.
Yes, I do this one-on-one with people. It's a lot that Lightship will do, which will sound a little bit kind of like sci-fi in a way, but it's real. And we have troubles in our bodies with these things here. They're much like entities. So the ones that we know about are earth-based ones that are emotional bodies of people that attach themselves, and we have the other things here too. So again, I do private sessions if you are interested in cleaning yourself out and returning yourself back into you know, a better state of being and also a more healthier body. Okay, that's feeling pretty good to me. There we go. That's one of the energies, probably one out of 20. It's not completed by far, but you may feel some relief here. Okay, again, once you get up, everybody walk around, do about 20 steps, and just see how your body is doing. And I'll put the light on mute here so you can do that. See you back and sample the energies that you have with you. See how your body is relating to these healings. And just do a body scan. So see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, we'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. Here we go. And he's going to come in. If you want to bring up the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen, you can. If you don't know how to get there, just click on Creation Lightship Healing on the home page of the BBS website. And then scroll down to Creation Lightship Healing. You can pick the days. Time and day. Click on it and scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, bring up this beautiful light beam, and we'll bring in Saint Germain through this picture. It's just below the blinking flower there. Here we go. Coming in. Feels great. I'll let you just sit there with Saint Germain. Again, ask for guidance, ask for healing, and see you back in about another half a minute. Okay, and we could release from you your a few bodies that are preventing you from hearing your spirit here. We'll release from you your emotional body that'll be put in front of you. I'll count to 10 as it gets released from you. Remember, these are only here to protect your body, so they don't want to leave you. Remember, if you're once your physical body dies, the emotional body is constantly looking for another body to go into that's living. So this is what you call ghost. It does not want to leave you whatsoever. We'll just take it out momentarily here. So, and it's like attached to you with a big spring, and it snaps back quickly. So here we go. Emotional body, I'll count to 10 as it leaves you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll put your mental body behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll put the pain body to the right of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see, what other body? You have any ideas, Sylvia, that we could release here?
How about the sensory body?
Okay, sensory body to your left. This is how you input senses here, how you respond to the earth plane. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I guess we'll do a, we'll do your anger body. Put that on top of your head here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So right now you should feel more at peace. Listen to your spirit. These bodies, like I said, prevent you from hearing your spirit because you're so dense, and you have to actually bring your consciousness into your heart center to hear it. So if these bodies released, your spirit should be able to come through loud and clear. So again, I'll just give you about a half a minute to feel this bliss energy. I'll drop you down to your heart center again. I'll just do that as I put you on mute, and as you sit there feeling your wonderful spirit energy. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a request for clearing the densities and negative energy in our brain and head.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We haven't done a mental body clearing, so we'll do that right now. So we'll go back 5 days to your mental body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That should help you out a lot there. And I will kind of state something here. We're coming, I think, Saturday, June 21st, which is summer solstice. Don't do any earth clearing, please. You're going to bring in a lot of negativity here, more than you could ever expect by the negative ETs. They like people to do group clearings, group chants, group meditations, connect to different things, and open up vortexes and stargates and wormholes, and people think they're bringing in divine energy to help the earth. Do not do any of this, please. You're going to cause humanity a lot of harm. Remember what's happening now with our situations here on the earth plane. We know about, in a sense, our weather patterns, the floods, and everything else that people are dealing with in the earthquakes. These are all technologies from the extraterrestrials that are being used. I won't say where and how they're being used, but they are being used here. And you don't want to bring more energy to these beings to cause us more physical harm to humanity. So don't align yourself with anything. So I'll just put that out there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on that note, let's talk about the whole subject of going within and our own spiritual, guidance, as opposed to putting our energy out into different energy pools and so forth, so people can understand that a little more.
You have to just get really simple here with the whole process and know that Jesus came to teach that, to go within. Don't go outside of yourself. So what you want to do is stay heart-centered if you can, but by all means, don't pray to anything or connect anything outside of yourself, because it's not the divine energy. You have it already with you. So don't look. You already have it, and do the connection inside of yourself. Don't go outside of your body in meditation. That will also bring in entities, because your body's not sealed. You've given your spirit the permission to leave, and it will gladly do that because it doesn't want to be here. So when you do that, it's gone, and who's protecting the fort, you know? Who's protecting and safeguarding your physical body? Nothing. And entities go, boy, now I can find a new home and jump into you. This is why when you see most people who have meditated for a long time, for many hours at a time, their eyes are normally glossed over. So you want to be very, very careful with that. Just look at people that you may have known that do that. I've heard people meditate 5-6 hours a day, and you look at them and, you know, nobody's in there. You know, I'm not saying that meditation is bad. When you go out of your body, it's not good. You know, to me, you should just go into meditation. If you plan to do that, to get your spiritual guidance from your heart center, talk to your spirit. 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, that to me would probably be adequate for a few questions, because the information comes to you instantly. And then from there, write down the information. You can do it also without even sitting still. You can walk and ask for guidance. Go into your heart center and ask for guidance. So you don't have to typically meditate and be in one spot in a certain position. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, since we're talking about the message of Jesus there, maybe we could bring Jesus in to the light being also.
Okay. So here comes Jesus. Watch the light being photo. We'll bring his energy in from the light ship. This is where he stays. And he's coming in right now. And we'll bring in his energy in totality right now. This will be his complete energy before he split off into the twin flame energy. So he's coming in right now. You should start to feel the heart energy inside of you expand out. Remember, the light ship only does heart-based healing. Only heart energy that you're ever going to feel. If you're new to the show listening and you're attempting to use your mind to try to figure out what's happening, mind doesn't have a clue. It doesn't live there. It doesn't live in your heart. It's kind of like mixing water and oil. They're both fluid, but they don't combine. So here we go. I'll let you have this beautiful silence here. And connect with your heart center and Jesus. Back to you, Sylvia.
You know, you've talked about heart energy quite a bit, and one thing that I'd like you to talk more about, if you could, is, like you mentioned a minute ago, about expanding your heart energy out to your whole body.
Okay, yeah. What you want to do, once you learn how to drop your mental body, your thoughts into your heart center, Once you're there, then you want to start to expand it out more and more. And you want to basically envelop yourself with your heart energy throughout your whole body. And that's including going into your cells. So you're actually taking your spirit energy and connecting to every cell of your body. This is what the ascension process is to be able to hold your spiritual integrity of your spirit and incorporate it, you know, into your body. And that's basically what ascension is, so that your spirit can integrate and come into your body and rematerialize it over again as a light body. This is how the ascension time works. This is what we're heading into. So do that, and you know, once you're in your heart, then kind of expand it out a little bit, so you can actually feel the energy shifting in you. And so once you're in your heart center, once you're in that space, time kind of goes by really quickly, and things around you won't bother you once you're in your heart. It's very hard, if not impossible, to think of a negative thought when you're in your heart center. When you're in the mind, everything happens. But in the heart, you're in the moment, and you're in pure love energy. Back to you, Sylvia.
So would you say that when you do that, you can actually help to heal your body by doing that, expanding the heart energy out?
Yes, because the love energy will actually heal. Spirit is love energy. And that energy will then go to different parts of your body. You can also command your spirit to go to certain locations, too. And that command will help your body heal. And what you want to do then is to have your spirit get cleansed after it's integrated with some part of you that may not be functioning properly. So if you have a problem, we'll say you have a broken arm. When your spirit goes there, it's going to have a broken arm too, and you want to have your spirit healed. That's the other parts of you, the part of your spirit that holds complete integrity to heal the part that went to your body. So, saying it a different way, maybe hold back about 5% of you. So let's say, to say that you're a typical person who's listening, and you're only 20% in your body. I'm sure the ones listening have more than that because they've been hearing the shows for a while. But if you're only 20% in your body, then just hold back 5% of you that's in integrity, and have the other 15% go to the part of you that has a problem. And it goes there instantly. And we got some noise out there. And it goes there instantly. And then maybe in the next second, have the 5% of you heal the 15%. And keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Remember, you are the divine energy. It's not outside of yourself. So you can't really send your spirit anywhere because you have it all with you. And, you know, that's the main thing. Don't connect anything outside of yourself to, you know, ask for healing. Back to you, Sylvia, because it may not be light energy that you're bringing into yourself. And the way to really tell is to go to your heart center and ask. This is the only way you're going to get your true information.
Could you talk a little bit more about what you just said, Ron? Because I know a lot of people, especially in, you know, with the New Age metaphysics and so forth, are taught to bring in various colors and energies to heal themselves or other people with. So how does that work with all this?
Okay. The first thing is, if you've heard this program for the first time, it may sound like I'm talking from ego about having your spirit do everything for you and not have anybody else do it. So what you want to do then to start to connecting the dots for yourself is you want to have whatever you bring into your body for healing, you want to have it come into your spirit and your heart center first. So if you want to bring in, say, the color, say, green, people like to use green, or maybe yellow, it doesn't make any difference, but whatever color it is, where are you drawing the color from, number one, okay? Nobody knows. It's a color, right? Well, you don't know what it's connected to, the other end of that. It's kind of like, you know, grabbing the tail, you know, of a lion or something. You see a little tail and you grab it and you don't realize what's on the other end of it. Because you don't know, our mind isn't smart enough to discern that. Remember, the mind got us into trouble. So if you want to bring in the color yellow, then what you want to do is have it come in through your heart center. Your spirit will never allow anything of the darkness or anything that's going to hurt you come into the heart center. So it's there as the doorkeeper. And from there, you can bring the color in. It'll be a divine color, if it's going to do any usefulness at all to you. And then from there, use that color. Don't bring it in from your mind. The mind is the trap. The mind's why we have the conditions that we have with our bodies, because we've been taught the wrong things here. If you choose to bring in, we'll say, Saint Germain, which a lot of people like using his energy, then again, don't bring it in from your mind. Just by asking for Saint Germain, you know, any spirit, any entity out there, any emotional body will come into Saint Germain along with any other extraterrestrial energy, maybe of the dark side. So to prevent that from harming you, you want to have Saint Germain come into your heart center. And this is true of Archangel Michael and everything else. Remember, just by calling the name, remember, the dark side does not obey spiritual law. So they'll bring anything into you when you call upon it, and, you know, it'll be, you're going to be out there having problems, you know, like the sheep being, you know, fed to wolves. So you don't want to do anything that's going to harm yourself or steal part of your soul by your ignorance of the mind. Remember, I just showed you how powerful these energy bodies are around you that makes up the physical body. This is why you should feel more centered. The emotional body is very, very, very powerful, and so is your mental body. People use the mental body to move things physically, so you should be able to get a kind of a clue on that. So you always want to use heart energy. Heart energy will never harm you, and your spirit will never harm yourself. So that's your only protection. Praying to a God energy outside of yourself, like I say, don't do that. Watch the movie 10,000 BC, and you're going to find out why. The God energies that churches are praying to, that we're taught to, brought us duality. These extraterrestrial beings are the God energy itself that was brought down here. They're very cagey, very smart. But, you know, this is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. You know, pray to yourself. Connect to your own divinity inside of you. Don't go looking outside of yourself. And this is why he's not coming back in this lifetime, because, you know, he has no venue. No Christian church would ever accept him, because he had first tell the people not to pray to gods outside of themselves. You're dealing with idols, with extraterrestrial beings. He knew about these things 2,000 years ago. This is why, you know, his teachings are there, saying to go within. Don't go without. So that's the basic situation, is always work with your spirit, and whatever you bring into yourself, any kind of healing, any kind of teachings, anything else, check it out first with your heart center, and you're going to only know that, you know, by doing the exercises that I have showed you earlier. You know, do that drop down from the mind to the heart, and if you're not getting the answer from your chest area, where it's a yes or no, and you get it inside of your head, you're not in your heart. That's, you know, so, you know, listen to this over again. If you don't get it inside of your chest area when you ask a question, you're not in your heart center, and the information that you're getting is not going to be authentic. And it may not be your spirit talking to you, even though it may say, yes, this is a wonderful thing to have, you know, or to buy or to do. You must do that drop. It's, you know, you can save your spirit from being stolen out of you by doing this here. Back to you, Sylvia.
And just to add a little bit more to that, what you were talking about earlier about drawing in or calling in, like, particular beings like Saint Germain or whatever. You've talked a little bit before in the past about how the light or the dark energies can mimic the light like 99.99%. So, and I know that, you know, you hear all these different people channeling Saint Germain, for example, and so many of them are different from each other. So there's got to be imposters also, right?
Yeah, the dark side will mimic anything that the light presents, okay? And remember, that's why you're stuck here. You got the nice bus ticket down here with the nice brochure, and somehow they switch things on you. So the main thing is, you know, the dark side can do, you know, wonderful healings. There's a beautiful, you know, wonderful dark side practitioners doing healings out there, and people get great results, but what are you connected to afterwards, okay? You know, the old saying, did you sell your soul to the devil? Well, you could have, you know, without knowing it, you know. This is why, you know, go within. This show is all about that, is to connect to your heart. This is your only guidance that you're ever going to have. The only information that you need is going to come to your heart center. And the mind energy, which is mind control, your horoscope, everything else is there to deceive you. So, you know, just, you know, stay in alignment with your heart center. And those other energies out there, you know, if you're smart enough, you can connect with them, like your astrological chart, maybe through readings too from people. If you go to a reader, and they may tell you a negative situation that's going to happen to you in your life. Well, they're fortunate enough to be able to connect and read the dark energy, and you're involved with that dark energy. And so you can get yourself out of it, you know, turn yourself around, don't do something if you get some kind of warning sign that way. So, you know, there are benefits to having readings done, et cetera. But the main thing is that's your spirit. You know, not everybody can afford to go to a reader, you know, maybe, you know, pay $200 for an hour reading. So just connect with your spirit and use that for your own guidance. That's with you. It's free. And this is what you need to do for, you know, your information. And this is what I tell people, do with the show that you're listening to right now. Go to your heart center, see how it feels. You know, check out the energy. This is all creation energy coming to you. So, but still, you know, go inside and check it out. You know, you'll find out if this show is beneficial to you or not. But if you don't hear the voice in your chest area, you're not listening to your spirit. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we're about at the end of our hour. I wish we could stay on, and this has just been so informative and wonderful. And let's see, I think we have a minute or two because we got on late. So would you like to bring in the grace energy just to leave everyone with that positive note?
Sure, here we go. Like I said, all these energies are heart-connected. Your mind will not be able to find them. Here we go. Here comes the grace energy coming in, and it'll be with you probably in about 10 seconds. And it's here, and I'll bring in some nice, beautiful peace energy. Again, connect to your heart center. Just kind of bathe in this energy. The light being is transmitting it to you right now. You may see the colors around your forehead changing. Your eyes may become brighter. May begin to float off of your monitor screen. And like the song with Van Halen, love walks in, you know, contact is all it takes, number one. And, you know, it'll change your life. That's kind of in there, paraphrasing. And then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. Here we go. I guess we'll sign off here. So we'll see you on Friday. And it's 9 o'clock Pacific Coast time, midnight East Coast time. And we'll be doing some healings. And then Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We do maybe about 15, 20 minutes on the Light Ship. And we do physical healings with you with these beautiful light beams. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
BBS, you know you're already best. Competition come, but them know them can't test. Hey, what's up? This is The Worderer, and you can find me at thewerderer.com. But right now, I'm just showing much love to BBS Radio, because if it ain't mainstream, then it's on bbsradio.com. Cause BBS, you know you're already best. Competition come, but them know them can't test.
Investigation, it paid off. Mighty though you're not enough, leaving everything behind, seeing what you got in mind, and now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time.